Lunchtime Radio, every day, 1 to 4, with Avril, only on Casey, 107.7.
Yes, with us we have our young community activist and also entrepreneur here in Bekweni, and not only in Bekweni but also in the Cape Winelands and here in Drakenstein. And he will share about something with us about the the Braai Cafe, the special project that they are running or were running then also. Bulelani, welcome on Casey. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Mr. Ev. Thank you for having me today.
For those that don't know Bulelani, who is Bulelani Nzuzo?
The big question. So Bulelani is a 30-year-old young male, born and bred in Bekweni. And he's a radio producer who studied radio production and has a passion for filmmaking. But before all those developments, my mother is an informal caterer. And growing up, she always had a business of catering and selling food to our community. And I think as a young boy growing up, I could help her prepare food, get her tenders. And that's how the Chisanyama entrepreneurial spirit started. So Bulelani has always been a dreamer. And as my friend always say, a brand is what people say of you when you're not in the room.
Okay. I was once, I think twice or three times there at the Braai Cafe there in Bekweni. Tell us about the Braai Cafe special project. How did you manage it to bring this deal to specifically to Bekweni?
Those were the good times, Mr. Ev. I remember very well when you actually visited us. So after matriculating, because I had an informal background in catering in Chisanyama and helping my mom, I studied at the South African Business Resource Institute, and I was part of a learnership for 12 months called the Entrepreneurship Incubation Program. And at that time, the South African Business Resource Institute had a collaboration with the National Youth Development Agency. And I promised myself I won't mention any names, but there's a youth developer in Bekweni that is working for NYDA, and she then knew about the work that I do and said to me, look, Bulelani, that was in 2016, Mr. F, that look, Bulelani, there is a project called the Braai Cafe, and it's a national project with a budget of 8.4 million rand, and it is to cater for 95 young people across Western Cape, and it would cater for each cooperative needs to have 5 young people, you know. So it was going to cater for 15 cooperatives, respectively in Bekweni, Visandikraal, Mitchells Plain, Kraaifontein, all over Western Cape. And the then Minister of Small Business Development, who is now the Minister in the Presidency, then invited some of the beneficiaries who were the pilot owners of the Dell store to Parliament, and to just boast to the President to say that, look, this will be the first project that will be funded by the government, supported by the government, and we will make sure that this is a success. So that was in 2019. Since the 2016 project was implemented, nothing had happened all these years. Young people who were selected, they didn't get any feedback from NYDA. So when I got to know about the project as well through this youth developer, I then got to analyze as to what took them so long to implement this project, you know. And then I started advocating for having this project in Bekweni. And with the help of the Economic Growth Officer in Corporate Services, Mr. Suraj Johar, we then were able to open up a Braai Cafe. But I think within the first 3 months of operations, there were so many challenges. And these challenges were not only about Bekweni pilot store, but it was about the project in itself, you know, from the other beneficiaries who had so many grievances, you know, and they couldn't speak out because which young person can take up the government? You know, so as a young person who then were exposed to civil society, and I was always someone who spoke up and stood his ground when there is wrongdoing, I started speaking out, and that's when the trouble started for me.
And what did you do, want to do with the project and aim to achieve in the greater, I mean, you spoke about McQueen in the greater Paul Valley.
So this project was titled the Braai Cafe Micro Youth Franchise Cooperative. It's a fancy name. So ideally, we wanted to bring the same service, the same product that you would get at a KFC, at a McDonald's, with a beautiful packaging, and you wanted to change it into a concept of a Chisanyama-styled culture with the same beautiful packaging in a township environment, you know. So the Braai Cafe brand was going to be competing with the likes of KFC, your Zebros, your McDonald's, because it was a formal professional concept that was developed, and it costed a lot of money. So there was a franchise document that was supposed to be supplied as well as to duplicating the other stores. So we wanted to just bring the Kasi vibe and elevate it to another level, you know. I mean, you can imagine if I have a girlfriend and I walk to a McDonald's and I have a McDonald's packaging, there's a sense of confidence, you know, because I have some quality food. So that's the same feeling we wanted to create with the Braai Cafe project. And people fell in love with the brand, but not the menu.
Mm-hmm. And what made you speak out against the proposed project and explain to us what actually went wrong?
Well, from disbursement processes that took so long, from transparency, from asking questions and not being answered. So there was a service provider who was appointed, and this service provider was then responsible for ensuring that the concept of the Braai Cafe comes to life, the operational plan, the operational manual, the management, HR, all these processes that needs to be in a business, you know. So that's when I started then to realize that there were some loopholes and maladministration. There were monies that were paid to suppliers that were not accounted for, and suppliers would be paid over and over again, you know. And whenever we asked questions as to why is this project being run like this, why are we treated as employees and not as business owners? Because we didn't have any say. We just were listening to a mandate from national government, and knowing the fundamental funding processes of NYDA, they need to fund you for a year, monitoring and evaluation, and after that you're a business owner. But none of this happened. Everything we wanted to do, even our ideas, we had to go and rush to NYDA and say, can we please do this? That's not a business. That is an employee who runs after the CEO of NYDA for anything that can happen to his store, you know. So all these questions then started to escalate, and I started to realize that there is more than what I'm asking here. This is not just about the Mbekweni Braai Cafe, it's not about me, but it's a holistic project of a national caliber that has failed, and they do not want to take accountability.
We spoke about municipality, that's Rock and Sea Municipality. What was their role in the cancellation of your lease? And take us through that whole experience. How did it feel for you guys?
Yeah. So how Drakenstein Municipality came in, remember I mentioned that the corporate services helped me to facilitate the lease, and we had a lease agreement for 3 years, I mean. So after all this on and off with NYDA, writing to the minister, to the portfolio committee in parliament, trying to hold them accountable, writing exposés, and actually gathering all these beneficiaries to stand in one voice to advocate for accountability. So NYDA came back and said, look, we are cancelling the Braai Cafe in Mbekweni because you guys are fighting. I'm like, we're fighting? Instead of saying you're closing, you can come and say, look, there is a remedial proposal that we can try and make you guys work together again. But I realized that I was the target. So Drakenstein Municipality, because NYDA promised to open an office in Poland, in Drakenstein region, and the Economic Growth and Tourism Office, who is spearheaded by the senior officer, I'm not going to mention the name, was then I don't know how to put it, but she was really begging for that service to come to Drakenstein, and she would do anything to ensure that NYDA is heads happy. And now I'm the custodian of the lease as the chairperson. The day of the closure, Drakenstein Municipality opened the shop for the National Youth Development Agency without informing me as the custodian. That is unlawful, and that's wrong. And even the cancellation was after NYDA, what was at the store, they closed us down, they gave them the keys, and my lease was cancelled the next week. No notice, no formal proceedings, just cancelled, just like that. I appealed, I reapplied, interviews were done, no progress, no accountability. So I now am convinced that the Drakensberg Municipality Economic Growth Office had a big role to play, because there was a secret meeting with the CEO and the Director General of DSDB when I facilitated a meeting with the NYDA CEO to come to PAL to talk about the failure. And they had a secret meeting. And now no minutes were supplied to that meeting, and I could tell that they deliberated on the closure of the Pride Cafe and targeting me.
And what message do you want to leave to the young people in our area? This is the Drakensberg and also Cape Islands. Carl Silanders is specifically listening to you with a startup, as startup entrepreneurs.
You know, Mr. Ev, funny enough, a few months ago we were empowered to vote, and we are empowered to vote for change. We were introduced to the government of national unity that's going to save our economy and all the flaws of South Africa. Everything is about the government. But when it's election times, it's always about the people. You know, I've been fighting this fight for the past 5 years. You can imagine the legal fees that I've been paying, being blocked from every opportunity because ekers daai een met die groen mond, soos hulle sê. And I got to realize that if I do not stand up and continue this fight and fold my arms like all the 15 other young persons who were promised businesses, then nothing will come out of this. You know, a friend of mine and a mentor, Patricia Mashale, who is now the founder of the Patricia Mashale Foundation, says to me, look, Bulelani, I've been fighting the SAPS corruption for 10 years. And it's in on the 10th year that Ian Cameron gave me attention. And today, everyone is being held accountable. So don't stop. Fight. As long as you wake up and you feel the desire to keep on going, fight. So to every entrepreneur, don't be scared to take on your government when you see there's maladministration or they need to account for anything. We elected these people to public office, and we are the ones who are going to hold them accountable.
The way forward for the Braai Cafe special project?
Well, look, Mr. Ev, the Braai Cafe brand has been launched, has been advertised 3 months ago on PAL Post and on social media platforms, saying that they're looking for young people to apply for the reopening of the Braai Cafe. I was one of the young people who applied, because in our last meeting that I made mention of with the SDG and NYDA CEO, they made a promise to say that when the Braai Cafe opens again, Bulelani will be given the first preference. You know, so I applied, and all to find out that I was blocked from applying deliberately. My application did not go through, and it is when then I realized, you know what, this is personal now. This is no longer about blocking me, Bulelani, but it is personal. My government is after me just for standing up. So what the next steps are, I will keep on fighting. Even if I need to raise money for legal fees, I will keep on fighting up until accountability is served.
There's a message, I assume that is Garina, that she says here, hi Bulelani, my main man. You remember, you know her?
The Kung Fu Panda, my favorite host, KC107.7.
Okay, yes, she was just on air before us. Thanks again. Anything in closing that you want to share with us, Mr. Bulelani?
Well, Mr. Ev, just this morning I was in a meeting with the Mbekweni Community Sports Center, and there was an agency that came to do a study of micro youth enterprises within the informal area in Mbekweni. And they regarded me as a community leader after looking at my work. And I sat there and I realized, community leader, wow, that is a big title, you know. The fact that you can acknowledge me and invite me to come and speak on behalf of your business, it means a lot to me. So it means that the work that I do, even if people are not saying, but they seeing the work that I do, and I have confidence that it is for the goodness and the greatness of Mbekweni in a nutshell.
Bulelani, we thank you for what you do. The activist, I said in the beginning, the activist for the community, not for Mbekweni, but what you mentioned earlier about stand up and those in authority, that they must be accountable. We voted them there, and just hold them accountable, for we trusted them and say this is what you do. You promised us this, but you don't do that. It's the opposite that you're doing. Thanks again. Be and keep on being an activist for those that need you as a spokesperson and as a leader. See you soon.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Avril with KC Lunch on KC 107.7.